This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
It's on the button, 7:45. This insert sponsored by Mana Health Products, the only 100% natural organic supplement for blood sugar control. We're excited to spend another week chatting around EMFs with health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. It's Dr. Wendy Christian. Dr. Wendy, good morning. Great having you with us.
Good morning, Brad. I hope you're well.
Yes, I am. You always get us thinking with the stuff that you share. Now, after chatting around electromagnetic frequencies last week, I'm so aware of it. The smart watch, the phone in my pocket next to the bed. Ay, ay, ay. And I realize you can't get away from this. I opened up the PC just to reconnect to the internet after a little issue, and I just saw how many different Wi-Fi signals are hovering around in my house that my computer could choose from. Obviously looking for my own, and I thought, these are all there. Even if I switched my Wi-Fi off, as an example, it's everywhere.
That's true. It is everywhere. It's much more difficult to get away from it now than it ever has been.
Yeah, I thought maybe the only place we can go is on the top of the Himalayas, where they've probably put a cell phone signal so that you can share photos when you conquer Everest. So where can we go? If you missed the part one last week, please visit our website at kpulpit.co.za. Check out the podcast to find part one. Today, Wendy, chatting around cardiovascular and the autonomic nervous system symptoms. Yikes, are you telling me that EMFs can even affect my heart and my nervous system?
Absolutely. So they can interrupt the electromagnetic fields inside your body, like we spoke about last time. And so that can disrupt how your nervous system functions. It can affect your heartbeat. It can disrupt blood pressure. And, you know, just feelings of restlessness and anxiety can also be increased by electromagnetic frequencies.
What are some of the physical symptoms that might be brought about by those exposure to the EMFs?
So muscle tension or pain, some people experience redness of their skin or they get rashes. You can get warmth near the device as well. Don't know if you've ever held your phone and, you know, you put it on wherever you put it and it actually starts to burn that area. So that can be more, it can be heightened in some individuals. And some people can experience nausea as well.
We mentioned this last week, but we've had cell phones for a while now, so it's not like it's a brand new thing. But I think the sheer amount of EMFs, as we said, plus all of the Bluetooth devices that we now have, maybe more than ever, there probably hasn't been that much research into this up until in this last short while, you know, because research, I'm guessing, please help me here, to figure out just how dangerous this is, might only be exposed in the years to come.
I think so. And it's always like that, you know, you will always find that research can only happen once there's been a period of time for it to have an effect. So we definitely are seeing more research around the effect of electromagnetic frequencies now. And I think there's more and more exposure. So there's more and more devices, as you say. So I think, yeah, the research will definitely ramp up on that.
Yeah, what about fertility and reproduction? I mean, we carry our phones in our pockets, in our pants, trouser pockets, you know, and so can that have an effect, you know, considering where we're walking around with it all day long?
Yes. Well, if you imagine that you have something that is causing a radiation in a specific area in your body, so whether you're carrying it in your breast pocket near your breasts or whether you are putting it in your pants pocket near your reproductive organs, you can potentially disrupt the function of those organs and the tissue surrounding those organs as well. So I would suggest don't carry any cell phones or any electronic devices near your body. And I mean, we've got the watches on our arms. That's close enough, but definitely not the cell phone device as well. On our person, because that it could be disrupting some of your cellular functions and could definitely have an impact on fertility.
And then there's the overlap as well of whatever might be caused by all the devices and the signals around us. And then some other issues that you have in any way, could they exasperate some current issues with your body, bringing in these devices and all of the signals? Could it amplify or worsen something you already have?
Yes, it absolutely can do that. So a lot of the symptoms of electromagnetic exposure can overlap with other symptoms of other illnesses, but they can certainly amplify the, if you do have an existing condition, it can amplify the symptoms associated with that condition as well.
So now, are we all sensitive? I mean, are some people more sensitive than others? It might affect you worse than it affects me, but it is having an effect. I mean, is it not a, one size fits all for everyone?
No, it's definitely not a one size fits all, but it is a one size fits all in that it is going to have an impact on everybody. It's the extent of the impact that will differ. And I think another one that's very important to mention as well is the tinnitus and the ringing in the ears, because I think a lot of people struggle with that and they don't necessarily associate it with electromagnetic frequencies. So, you get this buzzing, ringing, clicking, whatever it is in the ears, and people it drives people nuts. But if their electromagnetic exposure is extreme and they're sensitive to it, it's going to heighten those symptoms as well.
Yeah, and I know we've spoken now. I've mentioned Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, cell phones. I mean, it's not only those things. I mean, we're talking about just household electricity as well, and then people who live near these buzzing power lines. So, I mean, it's a combination of all of these things as opposed to just one thing, or can you pinpoint one thing?
There can sometimes be one thing, so it might be one device is worse than another, or one exposure is worse than another, but usually it's a combination.
So now what do we do? I mean, I jokingly said, must we go and hide in a mountain somewhere? That's not realistic for us, but we need to be able to do something. If we're exposed like we are, we need to try and lessen that exposure. What can we practically do?
So there's a few things that we can do. As I say, we're probably never going to get away from it 100% unless we do go and live on, a remote farm somewhere. But the EMF strength drops the further we are away from the source. So if we can distance ourselves, and a test here would be is if you suspect that you are sensitive and you're able to go to a place that is remote, that there's no Wi-Fi signal, so somewhere in the hills, you're able to go away there. Notice, do you feel better when you go away? Do you feel that your symptoms come back as soon as you return home again? Then you are much more likely to have a hypersensitivity. So you get people that become hypersensitive to electromagnetic frequencies. And then you're going to need to maybe have an assessment, have somebody come and assess where the exposure is coming from and see what you can do to minimize that in your home. So we want to also reduce the EMF exposure by turning off Wi-Fi at night. As you say, your neighbor might not be turning their Wi-Fi off. So we are still exposed to some, but we're a little bit further away from our neighbors.
Yeah, that's true.
And keep our devices away from the bed.
I mean, we don't really need Wi-Fi when you're fast asleep. It might be a good thing for us as well. Switch the Wi-Fi off at like 9 at night or something like that, whatever. And while, because you've told us to avoid screen exposure, at least an hour before you're going to bed. So this could be a part of that whole process of developing a really good nighttime routine.
Yes, it absolutely could. And then also try using wired connections instead of Bluetooth or wireless options, because remember we said last week as well is that your device is constantly searching. And so if you have all these Bluetooth devices as well, there's constant communication going on. Even if the wireless is off, there is still signal coming through.
And then I'm guessing we can go back old school, less of the Bluetooth and more of the plug in with a wire.
Yes, absolutely. That'll be a much better option than having all the Bluetooth devices.
And then also, are there any other good tips you can give us as we wrap this up for this week, Wendy, that could help us to limit exposure or reduce exposure?
Yeah, so if you are using your phone, try use the speaker mode or wired earbuds instead of holding it to your head. Try and place your Wi-Fi and routers away from your bedrooms, so at least at nighttime you're not exposed to as much exposure from those. And we've said already, keep your phone away from your bed, and definitely nowhere near your head, because most people will have it on their bedside table, and your head is right there, so you're very close to the exposure. So we want to try and keep it as far away from our bodies as possible. We've already spoken about limiting prolonged screen time, and especially for our children, we definitely don't want to be having too much exposure to the Wi-Fi with our children as well. That screen and wireless devices close to their bodies while they're developing is not very healthy. And then we obviously want to, sorry, carry on.
No, I was just going to say, for the baby boomers and us Gen Xers, we grew up without cell phones. We only got cell phones when we were sort of in our early 20s. And then for those older than I am, even later. But now we have kids that are they're born into Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, and so they're being exposed to it from in utero. So it's even we've got to be even more careful with our kids.
Yeah. And you imagine the mom, pregnant mom sitting with a cell phone or a tablet on her belly. So that is, while she's busy with it, so that's also exposing the baby in utero to electromagnetic frequencies. So yeah, it is really hard to get away from it. So I do think we need to be a little bit more aware of what we're doing and how much that exposure can influence our bodies.
This has been a fascinating conversation, and sometimes there are things we talk about, high blood pressure, we've spoken about heart disease, and some people, this was speaking directly to them because that might be of life where they're struggling. Here, this is affecting everybody. So this is a case where you can't say that's for someone else. We're all in this, and we're in this together, and we need to do something about it. So thanks so much for highlighting this for us, Wendy.
It's a pleasure. And I think it's so important as well for us to support our nervous systems. So we have to help our nervous systems regulate better. So we need to make sure we're getting enough good sleep, that we're obviously eating good food, that we are hydrating our bodies well, we're reducing stress, and that we are grounding ourselves because that grounding is so important when we're exposed to electromagnetic frequencies.
So grateful for your expertise and for this insert. You can catch it as a podcast if you want to share it. There are two parts to it, and we'll start something brand new for you in a week from now. Have yourself a really great day, Wendy. Thank you for your expertise and your preparation and for sharing these moments with us every week. Have a really great Thursday.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.